literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queen's. Right now, we are hiring for our 2025-2026 team, and I want to invite you to apply. We're looking for undergraduate students for our financial team, event planners, illustrators and layout designers, editorial board, copy editors, and outreach team. We are also seeking grad student advisors to work alongside the editorial board. To find more information and the link to apply, go to our Instagram at QUQuilt.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the second single from The Winter in Canada's forthcoming untitled album, due out on August 22nd. The new track called Tides is true to the band's sound, with an aggressive downbeat and roaring guitars and bass. You can check them out on all the streaming platforms and pre-order the album, available digitally and on vinyl. For more information, check out thewinterincanada.ca or find them on Bandcamp and Instagram. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Tides by The Winter in Canada on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
People think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think
Kid check the bomb. Hello, 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 and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and of course, to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, fantastic, phenomenal female-fronted radio. Week after week, we are back, baby. We are refreshed, back from summer vacation, and for those of you that are tuning in to celebrate and amplify voices in this 2-hour mixtape we call Girly So Groovy, I cannot say thank you enough. Coming up in this first hour of the show, I've got music on the way from Santi Gold, Kate Nash, Bjork, Goldfrapp, Bat for Lashes, Aretha Franklin, but I don't want to get too deep into who is coming up. I want to talk about what is coming up in this episode of Girly So Groovy. It's a bit of a guessing game. I'm not going to tell you right off the start. In fact, maybe even for those people tuning in a little late, I'll wait until the second hour to reveal. But there is a theme that runs through this entire show. Let's see if you can guess it. It's not too difficult, I have to say. We're going to kick off the full theme right now with the incredible vocal powerhouse, Florence and the Machine.
Oh, Patricia, you've always been my North Star. And I have to tell you something, I'm still afraid of the dark. But you take my hand in your hand. From you the flowers grow. And do you understand? With every seed you sow, you make this cold world beautiful. You told me our doors are open to the believer. You told me our doors are open to the believer.
Now, that right there is how you launch a show. I really love the start of this week's Girly So Groovy. I mentioned at the start of the show that there is a theme that runs all through this week's episode. Have you picked up on it so far? There were three songs, and you have to start thinking, okay, what do they have in common? So what we just heard, it is something that goes back all the way to 1982. In 1982, Toni Basil found so much success with her song Mickey that she ended up releasing the Spanish version to complement it. That comes from a B-side, obviously, to her 1982 breakout album, Word of Mouth. In the middle, it is the icon, the diva, the legend, Aretha Franklin, with her song Eleanor Rigby, her take on the Beatles, Eleanor Rigby. That comes from Aretha Franklin's 1970 album, The Girl Is In Love With You. The Girl's In Love With You is the album. And then kicking off the full 2 hours, it is British vocal powerhouse Florence and the Machine with her song Patricia. That comes from High as Hope. That song Patricia, in fact, Florence and the Machine wrote it as a homage to one of her idols and friends, Patti Smith, Patricia. And in fact, Patti Smith will be coming up in the second hour here on Girly So Groovy. Have you figured it out yet? Again, we are not performing rocket science with this theme. If you still haven't caught on, maybe Kate Nash can help you out. Here she is right now, here on Girly So Groovy.
I'm heavy-handed. To say the least, my mother thinks I'll be an awful clutcher, 'cause I spill things from sternum too quickly. I'm far too loud. It's like as soon as I've got an opinion, it just has to come out. I laugh at stupid things just 'cause they tickle me. Mariella just smiled and she skipped down the road because she knew
all the secrets in her world. Yes, she always got the crossword puzzles right every day, and she could do the alphabet backwards without making any mistakes.
Redefining Radio. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to you, the listener who loves them, and to the women who rock. That's how it goes. We are having some fun here on Girly So Groovy. I mentioned that we are doing a theme throughout the show. I haven't revealed what the theme is, seeing if you can guess. Back in 1998, Athens, Georgia, go-to alternative band released their greatest hits album, Time Capsule Songs for a Future Generation. And in doing that, they decided to add two tracks that were new releases, one of which is a song called Debbie, a song actually that they wrote for one of their colleagues, Debbie Harry of Blondie, the song Debbie. And then in the middle, it is British singer-songwriter Beth Orton with her song Carmella. That's from her album Daybreaker. And then we kick the set off with another phenomenal British singer-songwriter, Kate Nash, going all the way back to her debut album, Made of Bricks. We heard the song Mariella. Okay. I will not tell you what the theme is in case there's anybody late tuning in until we get into the second hour. So what that means coming up in the next 30 minutes, maybe you will figure out the theme to this week's show with the help of Goldfrapp, Bat for Lashes. I've got Bjork on the way, Luscious Jackson, Santi Gold. But up next, it is time for an early 80s electronic duo that just delivered dark dance and sophisticated pop. I am talking about the Eurythmics up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Jennifer, where are you tonight? Across a starless sky, it cuts like tiny knives, rain beating down. Rain beating down. Blunt and easy glare. Leave nothing on you or me yet. Nights here alone. Nights here rockers. This world in your eyes, there's a light. It's cool in this dark and this time. All we know while we're dreaming. Thunder and dawn. What if you love?
Musical acts all out of England, each of them bringing shades of darkness to the pop music that they make. We just heard music from Natasha Khan, who writes and records under the moniker of Bat for Lashes. The song is called Daniel. That is from her sophomore album, Two Sons. In the middle, it is a dark dance duo that is known as Goldfrapp, with their song Thea. That is from their album Tales of Us. And then a band that I really feel like passed the torch from the music they were making over to Goldfrapp. Without the Eurythmics, there would be no Goldfrapp. We started the set off with Eurythmics with their song Jennifer. That comes from their album Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. Okay, well, we're going to keep going. We've got one more set here in this first hour, and we are doing a theme. Not revealing what the theme is. Maybe you figured it out. It's like I said, it's not brain surgery here. If you are just kind of following along and listening, I think you've picked up on it. If you just tuned in, here's one more chance for you before I tell you what it's going to be in the second hour. But if you haven't figured it out yet, let's see if Santi Gold can help out with it. Here we go. This is Girly So Groovy.
Yeah. looking for something beautiful.
It has probably been at least 20 years since we have featured that particular song here on Girly So Groovy. It is New York City dance rock band Luscious.